and bears many similarities to CBT. Dr. Aaron Beck helped conduct research to support this new concept of cognitive therapy. He is considered the founder of cognitive behavioral therapy, which combines the cognitive restructuring elements with behavioral modification. He also explained how dysfunctional thinking could lead to psychological problems. Beck, too, had been a supporter of classical psychoanalytic theories, but began looking for new approaches when his experiments failed to validate those concepts. Like Ellis, he found that actively engaging patients in the process of identifying negative thoughts helped them develop more rational belief systems and overcome mental illnesses such as depression. Ultimately, Beck and Ellis both asserted that thoughts and beliefs are empirically testable hypotheses. Thus, if a client was suffering from depression or anxiety rooted in irrational beliefs, the condition could be greatly improved by the client's collaborating with a therapist to identify the beliefs, challenge them, and form new, more reasonable beliefs and thinking patterns. This method of cognitive therapy differs profoundly from older models of psychoanalysis. Psychoanalysts did little to engage their patients, who had a mostly passive role. Often, attention was focused on discovering the root of the problem and did not necessarily change thought patterns or behavior to counter it. Cognitive behavioral therapists avoid this approach. When working with a patient, CBT-based therapists aim to build a set of skills that can be developed, practiced, and applied outside the therapy sessions. This aspect, which may include readings and at-home exercises, makes CBT different from other therapies that focus on discussing problems and offering advice during visits. These skills include having an awareness of thoughts and emotions, and being able to identify how different situations influence thoughts and behaviors, how thoughts and behaviors affect emotions, and ultimately, how dysfunctional thoughts and behaviors can be modified in ways that lead to more pleasant and manageable feelings. What is CBT for? Cognitive behavioral therapy can be helpful for a wide range of mental disorders, including anxiety, depression, some phobias, and coping with severe illness or death. Many people suffer from one or more of these things at some point in their lives, and CBT is a useful approach to addressing them, either alone or with a therapist. Understanding anxiety. Anxiety is a normal emotion, but it can get out of control. It helps us in physically dangerous situations by activating a part of the autonomous nervous system and preparing the body for fighting or running away. The automatic nervous system controls our involuntary activities, like breathing, heartbeat, and digestion. It has two components, the sympathetic and the parasympathetic nervous systems. The sympathetic nervous system can be thought of as a gas pedal. It triggers the fight-or-flight response, resulting in faster breathing and heart rate, the release of adrenaline and other stress hormones, and a spike in blood glucose levels. This would have saved our lives many times in the past, but these days, it is frequently activated in response to situations that aren't actually physically threatening, like traffic jams, work presentations, or arguments with a spouse. Worse, it stays activated when stress levels stay high, causing actual physical damage to our bodies, including inflammation, high blood pressure, and a higher risk of heart disease. It also leads to symptoms that make day-to-day life more difficult and less enjoyable, including insomnia, a sense of dread, irritability, restlessness, poor concentration, sweating, and feeling on edge. The good thing is that we can stop this psychological cascade of stress responses by doing things that activate the parasympathetic nervous system. The parasympathetic nervous system is like the brake pedal. It is activated when the brain receives messages that it is safe to relax, resulting in slower heart rate and breathing, a drop in stress hormone levels, and improved digestion. Many things increase parasympathetic nervous system activity, including deep breathing, mantra meditation, yoga,